The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
This is Senior Solutions with Eric Stewart on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome to the Senior Solutions Real Estate Show, brought to you by the Senior Solutions team at the Eric Stewart Group of Long & Foster. If you've missed an episode or find any information we talk about today helpful to a friend or a family member, send them to our website, ericstewartgroup.com, or you can find Seniors Solutions on Spotify and listen to us anytime you like. It's my pleasure to introduce you all to Gail Morgan. She is the Senior Vice President of Sales at Mather Lifeways, which is a continuing care retirement community, which we now call a life plan community, a developer out of Chicago, Illinois. Gail joins us from Chicago. We're so happy that she could be with us. And I've invited her to be a part of the show to tell us what the Mather is developing in Tyson's Corner. And by the way, folks, it is out of this world. So, Gail Morgan, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Gail, it's my pleasure. And for those listening who are trying to put together, where have I seen the Mather Lifeways before? If you've been looking at multitude of magazines, including the Wall Street Journal, you might see a big ad, full-page ad in case, of a Dalmatian dog with orange hair that kind of flows, and it looks like a beatnik dog or something. And that's the image of freedom that the Mather has chosen. It's a great ad, and it really captures the sense of the spots come off the dog, life is going to be done differently, and the Mather is introducing Washington, D.C. to a brand new concept of retirement living. Tell us about it today. Thank you, Gail.
Thanks, Eric. You're absolutely right. What Mather Lifeways envisions is truly a disruptor to the retirement industry. You know, everyone talks, the boomers are coming, the boomers are coming. Well, with every generation that comes to quote-unquote retirement living, it seems each generation paints a new picture of how they envision spending their time, how they define value, what's most important to them. And so we have tried to not only look at today's 75-year-old, but the 75-year-old of 10 to 15 years down the road, and create a, like you said, life plan community that will provide the peace of mind of knowing you've planned for future need should you ever need assisted, skilled, or memory care. But more importantly is, how do you want to spend that next 15 to 20 years? You know, what does the lifestyle look like to you as you enter that next phase of your quote-unquote retirement? So we have crafted and continue to craft the Mather based upon feedback and thoughts from, you know, that 75-year-old for down the road, not just today.
So that crafting of what you want your life to look like, how is it that the Mather has taken it to another level?
So when you move to the Mather, you, like I said, you have the peace of mind of knowing you've planned down the road for unlimited future care, how you're going to receive it, how you're going to pay for it. But what we also know is the typical person is going to live 10 to 15 years in the next phase of a beautifully independent lifestyle. Mm-hmm. So we have, like you said, crafted both the physical components of the community that will enable the residents there to paint the lifestyle that's perfect for them, as well as services. So, for example, we will have three entirely separate and unique restaurants that are just for residents of the Mather. We will have a bar, a cocktail lounge, just for residents of the Mather, And the freedom to, you know, make a reservation at the more fine dining or make a reservation at the fast casual restaurant, you'll have the flexibility of dining when and how you want. You know, we are all moving into the world of Uber Eats, and every restaurant we love delivers. So we've greatly enhanced our takeout and our delivery program to reflect the next generation. You know, 12, 15 years ago, none of us thought about, you know, on any given Tuesday night, placing an order for delivery from our favorite restaurant. So we're following the path of how we're all living today and incorporating that into the Mather. Mm-hmm. Besides culinary, another extreme change is fitness and wellness. You know, today's 75-year-old already, you know, the likelihood of them having a fitness and a wellness regime is strong. And I think 10 to 15 years down the road, it's going to be even stronger.
Mm-hmm.
So Mather Lifeways creates these wonderful spaces. It will be a indoor lap pool deep enough for flip turns, but also the right height for some water aerobics or water volleyball. There will be a fitness studio for Pilates and yoga and cardio bar, as well as a weight training center where you will have the full circuit equipment as well as all of the free weights. We are excited right now. About 93% of the residents in our other communities have fitness workout routines in our fitness centers. So we hope to continue that. But beyond fitness is the concept of wellness. Whether it's self-guided meditation, whether it's learning about mindfulness, looking into Reiki and acupuncture. So our wellness offerings are quite global in perspective. And so, you know, some of our residents like to say after enjoying all those restaurants, they need to then partake in the fitness and wellness programs.
Incredible. And the fact that it's in Tyson's and it is, I guess, maybe two blocks from the metro stop. So it's you get all this wellness, you get the capability and the ease of access to everything you want to get to, including Dulles Airport, including Reagan, right? You've got the capability of going to museums. You've got easy access to everything you possibly want, but in a location that allows you to also enjoy the beauty of 4 acres, growing your own crops on the property. I mean, it's got some pretty darn incredible opportunities that you would be surprised if you haven't looked at this online and you're listening for the first time about the Mather. Go to matherlifeways.com. Is that right?
That is correct. And then once you go to matherlifeways.com, you can find the Tyson's community, the mathertysons.com.
So then let's pretend that somebody's listening and says, okay, fine, I'll check it out. They want to visit the Mather. There is no Mather to visit here yet, but you all have a sales center where you can sit down and go through an explanation. And so what's the best phone number for anyone listening to call?
You know, you're absolutely right, Eric. So we are excited to have our information center, which is at, for those of you that are local, which is at 7901 Jones Branch. And it's actually at Jones Branch and West Park Drive, which also happens to be right across from our site, which is wonderful. So that would be the best location. If they do visit there, they can see a model kitchen and all of the future plans, because we are about 4 or 5 years from opening. If they would like to call to get additional information, the number is 703-348-8522.
Mm-hmm.
And the direct website is themathertysons.com. Or they can go to Mather Lifeways.
Hey, Gail, you have a meeting coming up in May that's open to the general public who may want to attend at Westwood Country Club. Can you give us some details on how our listeners could RSVP if they want to attend and find out more?
Absolutely. We've had feedback that a lot of people enjoy coming to kind of a one meeting and getting a complete overview of the company, of the Mather, what it's going to be, the semantics of the future community.
Mm-hmm.
So we do monthly information seminars. The one next is May 8th at Westwood Country Club at 1 p.m. It is RSVP only. However, if any of your listeners would like to join us, we would love to have them. If they would just give us a number or call at the office and place their RSVP, it's about an hour and a half, and in that presentation, they'll get a complete overview of the Mather that will be coming to Tyson's.
Wonderful. Can you give us the phone number one more time? Do you mind?
Absolutely. The phone number is 703-348-8522.
Okay, fantastic. And I'll have a jar of apple butter for the first 12 listeners who RSVP for this event, and you can pick it up at the event. So a jar of delicious McCutcheon's apple butter. If you're listening and you RSVP, I'll have that for you at the event on the 8th of May. Well, Gail Morgan joins us from the Mather Lifeways. Go to matherlifeways.com for more information on the company and RSVP now for the event on May 8th. A pleasure to have you and a pleasure to know about the Mather.
Thank you so much.
Whether you're thinking about something like the Mather, where we just talked about it, or whether you're thinking of another community, there are 11 questions I'd like to give you today to help you know how to ask retirement communities the important questions so you can decide if it's a good community for you. Good to keep a notebook and take notes on each of the questions that you ask. Number one, how are care levels determined? Number two, how is each resident's service plan developed? And are the services customized to address residents' physical, emotional, and spiritual needs? Number three, how does the community meet residents' needs as they change over time? Number four, how are loved ones updated when residents experience changes, physical or otherwise? Number five, if the need for services not offered by a particular community arises, how is that need addressed? Number six, how are team members trained, both initially and on an ongoing basis? Number seven, what dining options are available and how does the community meet residents' nutritional needs and preferences? Number eight, is there an appealing range of activities that catch your interest both within and outside of the community? Nine, during your initial visits, do team members engage warmly with you and those accompanying you? 10, do the community's current residents seem to be well cared for? Are they engaged in conversations and participating in activities? And lastly, number 11, are there any restrictions on visitors and does the community make it easy for residents to host family and friends? Does the environment feel comfortable? Does it really feel like a true home? Make sure everybody's involved in the decision-making process as you consider this. Okay, you got retired. Congratulations. Now what? Right after this.
Now, back to Senior Solutions on WMAL. Here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Big house, big car, backseat full bar. Houseboat won't float, the bank won't tote enough. Too much stuff.
Okay, so what's the dream that you have of retirement? Buddy of mine retired, Bill is his name, and yeah, Bill just retired. He announced it, and he's living his dream life now of playing golf 3-4 days a week, just relaxing, enjoying, eating what he wants to eat, but not going to work anymore because he can live off of the assets that he invested and created through his work life of some 40 years of working. So after getting up at 7 o'clock in the morning for 45 years, you may not be able to just sleep as long as you want because, frankly, you do that for a day or two and then it's like, okay, I got all the rest that I need. What do I do now? oftentimes there's some kind of panic that sets in, I think, because ultimately the whole idea of sitting on a park bench and feeding pigeons doesn't seem so attractive, even though maybe when things are torrential and difficult and you think about, I just can't wait to not have to always be under the gun. Well, if you're browsing your Yangtze River deals, you know, Yangtze River steamship deals in China, and maybe you're thinking about shoveling your own coal, maybe you'll have more fun, because the non-tourist experience oftentimes will give you more enjoyment in retirement, actually doing some work, doing some volunteer work. And so all of this is leading us to the following question. Widow Care is searching for board members. We have 7 board members currently, and we are looking to add 2 new board members. And you do not need to be a widow or a widower to actually apply for board membership. We're looking for business leaders who've had a successful career and are looking to invest what they know into an organization whose heart is to serve widows and widowers in distress. By launching our Widow Care Mentorship Program this year, and also by having our content and connections meetings this past week, we had a very successful speaker series with 3 excellent widows speaking to a large audience that we had created. That was so meaningful to see the conversations, to see the interaction and the connection that happened as a result of it. Perhaps you've got skills you'd like to put to work, and maybe you never thought about working to serve widows and widowers as a demographic. Please contact us at Widow Care. Contact us. I'm the founder and I'm the executive director, and Marissa Martin, who is currently the head of outreach, can take your call and give you some of the details on what it is we're looking for. If you want to call the following phone number, 301-917-4741. That's 301-917-4741. Find out more about Widow Care at widowcare.org, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Hey, grandparents vacationing with grandkids. This is a new trend. I see it with friends of mine who are going with their grandparents. And I'm also seeing it with friends of mine who have grandkids who are going with their grandkids. So about 40% of grandparents say that they're traveling with their grandkids now. And what's nice is that, you know, grandma and grandpa have the ability oftentimes to afford to pay for trips that the kids don't necessarily have money for. There's a report an average of $1,746 a year is being spent by grandparents on trips involving their kids, whether it's meeting them at a ski resort or whether it's going to Canyon, Grand Canyon or Zion National Park. 61% of grandparents are interested in traveling alone with their grandkids, and 32% of taking grandkids on a skip-gen trip. That's what we're calling it, skip the generation in between. Grandma and grandpa take the grandkids, and they don't take the kids. Interesting. Hey, it's a hot part-time job market for boomers and seniors. Employers are beginning to change their hiring tactics these days when it comes to senior citizens. By the way, those are those over 65 years of age and retired baby boomers who are under 65 in general. Employers in the city of Seattle are struggling to find new employees right now. And so they've been surprisingly hiring many older Americans to fill roles that would have otherwise been hired for like a cashier jobs or otherwise that would have been a 19-year-old. So we've got a lot of $15 an hour work that is being filled by senior citizens who are looking to replace them, their income now and as they get older. And according to the U.S. Census, 10,000 baby boomers are retiring every day. Merrill Lynch and New Wave report that over 50% of baby boomers plan to earn some kind of income after they retire. So if you're looking for a high-paying part-time job and you'd like to make more than minimum wage, here are a few higher-paying positions you might want to think about. Number one is freelancing. Take an inventory of what you might be able to do based on your previous skill set. So, for example, if you're a writer, do you have good proofing or editing skills? Have you got graphic design or artistic skills? Maybe you know Photoshop or bookkeeping. Can you do administrative work? hey, you know, if any of these actually ring true for you, and you think, gosh, that sounds like something I'm interested in. If you've got bookkeeping skills and you're looking to find a job as a bookkeeper, I invite you to reach out to the Eric Stewart Group because we're looking for one. That's 800-900-9104. Feel free to leave a message and we'll reach back to you. More seniors are aging in place, and that means fewer homes are on the market to buy. This is another reason why the inventory is tight. Builders do share some of the responsibility because the number of new homes being constructed is not nearly what the demand is, but many, many older Americans are playing a big role in the lack of inventory. So Freddie Mac's researchers estimate that the aging-in-place trend accounts for about 1.6 million houses held back from the market through 2018. So seniors are holding those houses for several reasons, according to researchers, including better health, good, higher levels of education than previous generations, good, additionally, improvements in healthcare and technology that make aging-in-place easier. Those help today's seniors keep their homes longer, and they're likely to continue to be the pattern in the future. Also, older Americans prefer to remain where they are because they're satisfied with their homes, their communities, and their quality of life. We all get tired of our homes. Everybody gets tired of our homes at some point, even as nice as a house might be. We like a change of place. We like a change of environment. Good news, take a vacation. You don't have to sell your house, though you may choose and want to. Should you choose to, you're going to want to know where to go. Go back and sign up for the event in May the Mather Lifeways is having in Tyson's Corner. Whether you're in Maryland, D.C., or Virginia, what the Mather is building is unusual and worth looking at. Sign up today. Go to the Mather. Go to matherlifeways.com and look for the event and reach out to them. And if you mention that you heard it here on the Senior Solutions Show, I'm going to give the first 12 respondents, those who attend the event, a free jar of McCutcheon's apple butter just as a way of saying thanks for listening to my show. Getting ready to sell your house? In fact, well, guess what? Now's a great time to have one of our team come out and meet with you, tell you how much your home is worth and what improvements will make you money. We're a big believer that you don't want to put money into your house unnecessarily. Only put a dollar where you can get $2 back. But another question we get is, should I sell my house to a builder? I got that letter in the mail from somebody. What if my house is worth more for the land than the house? Well, I would say still have one of our team come out. We've developed 183 builders in a network that we reach out to for homes just like yours. So rather than one builder giving you an offer and you're not knowing what to do with it, why not go to all the builders? Maybe you'll get more money than you would if you were to put it on the open market for an end user buyer, if in fact it's worth more to a builder to scrape the house and put a new house on it. For these and other great ideas, feel free to go to ericstewartgroup.com. You can listen to our shows there anytime and download our guides. You can call me right now at 800-900-9104 anytime. Leave a message and we'll get right back to you. Well, very happy Easter and Passover to all of our listeners out there. We appreciate you being a part of the Senior Solutions Show right here on WMAL. I'm Eric Stewart, and I'll see you next week. You know you can hurt yourself.
Are you over 50 or love someone who is? I'm Stuart Rosenthal, publisher of the Beacon Newspapers, and our paper's meant for you. Our free monthly is packed with well-written topical information, the latest health research, diet and fitness advice, stock market updates, financial planning tips, elder law topics, housing options, plus technology, travel, and arts features, all geared to the needs and interests of people over 50 and their families. The Beacon can be picked up at no charge from more than 1,500 locations throughout the D.C. metro area. Libraries, recreation centers, CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies, churches and synagogues, doctor's offices, and other places where older adults live and shop. And visit our newly updated website, thebeaconnewspapers.com, for even more stories than fit in our printed publication, and to use our new Silver Pages, a searchable database of regional housing, home care, financial planning, and legal services. For more information about The Beacon, including how to advertise your business or event, either in print or online, call 301-949-9766. That's 301-949-9766. Or send us a message at thebeaconnewspapers.com.